Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, well-known bill payer Casey.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
From Elo, lucky enthusiast RJ.
And they say she's lucky.
She's from Harmonia, Pocket Grub Adam. Get that room.
That was the wrong answer.
Hakuna Matata.
The correct answer is, I got a pocket full of grub.
I got a pocket full of grubs. And from Fantasy Key, Invulnerable Truth Miranda.
Ain't that the truth?
The right quote was, you want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
But that's not a song. You all had songs.
Oh. Well, you know, when you've got a song in your heart, when you've got a song in your throat. Speaking of throats, Casey, how have you been?
Oh my God. Every episode.
I've been sick for like 2 weeks. Oh, I had a sore throat.
When Miranda said, like, on the group chat something about, like, Casey, are you feeling better or whatever, I was like, huh?
Wow. RJ again showing the depth of his friendship with us all.
I didn't know Miranda was going out. I didn't know Casey was sick.
Casey in the group chat. One time he left the chat.
Yes, because I kept making fun of Miranda and mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm just leaving.
No, and then I said something to him, but God forbid me say something. Only RJ is allowed to drag humans around
Absolutely.
So
look at your Leo.
Still my favorite thing.
People think I'm the mean one in our relationship.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild?
Do people really?
Yeah. I think I just come off intense.
People say that about me all the time, that I'm very intimidating looking, but I think that's just my resting face.
No, I think it's the tattooed eyebrows, isn't it?
I think it's the fact that you dress up like...
It's my microbladed brows.
You dress up like the hag every day from Snow White. I don't know why.
I don't know why
you do that.
We will post that photo in the show notes.
You and Winnie?
Wait, no, you can't do that. Yes, I do have Winnie and I's Halloween costume picked out.
We'll post in the co-op.
Oh, in the co-op. Good. Yes.
Yeah. And everybody loves me.
Everybody does. You're not intimidating. Yeah.
All the 7-year-olds that listen to this podcast, their favorite member of the group is Casey.
I love Casey. Casey is the fan favorite.
Listen, Casey collects toys.
That's true.
And she collects boys.
Casey's doing well with all the demographic.
Yeah, all
the audiences love it. Casey, I truly can picture you having like a YouTube channel where you open toys though.
An unboxing.
Yeah.
That makes me I don't like that. Because I had a YouTube channel and I had like 3 videos on it. And it's truly like the stuff of nightmares. Because I'm just like, hey guys, I just got back from my trip from Walt Disney World.
Wait, I remember this. Did you show me this?
Yes, I think so.
Woo! Are these still live somewhere?
Oh, I think I unpublished them because they embarrassed me. Oh
man.
Yeah.
They were good.
They were back when
you lived in Arkansas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I had nothing better to do than make some. I was pulling a Miranda doing my merch hauls.
Yeah, that's what the people Lularo. Want. It was
people
the whole thing.
Want
people
merch
love
hauls.
A merch
people
hauls.
People love merch hauls.
Miranda, yeah, so you just recorded a merch haul. Did you include the back scratcher?
I did. I said this technically doesn't count, but I hauled it home for my that's friend true. Casey. And I tested it out and I said, sorry, Casey, I broke this in for you. Because I was like, ooh.
This is the
merchandise
minute with Miranda.
Check out my YouTube video that just dropped yesterday with all the stuff I bought. And please do not tally up how much I paid. Thank you.
Because you brought like an extra suit. You brought like an empty suitcase for it too.
My carry on.
No, she went to the outlets, like the pavilions, and bought one.
Suitcase. Yeah.
That's a good Orlando joke if you've ever lived there.
That's a great Orlando local joke.
Yeah.
That's what we were going to do when we were planning on going to Tokyo.
Rip. Oh my God. That felt like such a fever dream when we were all sitting in your patio.
Talking about our April 2022 trip.
Are they still not open?
No, girl.
Okay.
No, girl. 2023. The Sakuras will come back again.
Yeah.
They come every year.
Yeah. They come every year.
I have a very large, exciting show coming during Sakura season in 2023.
What is it?
I can't tell you. I've signed an NDA.
Is it? Does it rhyme with Cramilton?
Hamilton's
already coming.
Through.
Is it a preview? Is it a tryout? Wait, I cannot pause this.
Oh my God. What? It is the revival of...
The JoJo Siwa tour.
Yes! It is. Speaking of JoJo Siwa,
BTS is coming to Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. At the Civic Center, our 2,700 seat capacity theater.
I was going to get a job at the Des Moines.
Girl, I would move to Des Moines and I would make you hire me.
I was actually talking to Taylor about JoJo Siwa just today. I was like, the fact that I have gone from, I cannot even look at this girl, to being like, dang, I have to stand this girl, to crying when she gets a nothing on Dancing with the Stars. I was like, it's just been a wild 2-year journey. And you know what? That's fine. Yeah. I'll accept it.
We've all grown during the pandemic.
That's growth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what that is?
Growth. And speaking of merch, I ordered some Muppet Haunted Mansion merch.
Now let's talk about the DDD.
Have you still watched this? You haven't finished this?
I've watched 15 minutes of it.
Great.
Oh, you pretty much got it.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Probably the best movie musical of the year.
In a year where there were like 12 movie musicals, this is the one.
Yeah. In the Heights caught dead. Taraji P. Henson is so funny. And I'm so happy when she gets to do a comedic role.
She is like going full in.
She is like, I understand the assignment. It's full.
Who is Taraji?
She was great in What Men Want. I love that movie.
What Men Want.
Because
she in Haunted Mansion?
She was Constance.
Hatchaway. She floats down the stairs.
Yes. That's incredible.
They give her the beating heart, too, which
they give her
the
beating heart, and they give her the hurry back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I hated a lot of the CGI because it looked like a bad rush job. I will say that.
It gave me, for this week's Maxi Challenge, you'll be reenacting the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it gave me RuPaul's Drag
With special guest star, the extra super talented Darren Criss.
But did we really think it was going to be like this beautiful high production? Or because I feel like I would have been expecting like
I will say, for a COVID production, it was very like, okay, I think this is the way you do COVID production. Like it... Yes, I could tell that it was CGI for a lot of it, but I was like, this is still very like high quality. You can't really tell.
I strongly disagree. A lot of the CGI to me looks like you could have been like, oh, this must have come out in like 2006. So then to be like, oh, it's 2021. It's like, oh, like we watched it and then we watched the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion right after because I was in the mood. And I think a lot of, I mean, obviously they're two very different budgets, but I think a lot of the Haunted Mansion film CGI looks better. And that is from 2003. So I just think like from a production standpoint, they probably did a fast job on it because it probably was filmed in like June or July would be
probably,
my guess.
Yeah.
I will say though that I think they would have made up for it if there was a little bit more tongue-in-cheek, we're putting up this movie in like a, you know, with like a quarter and some tape, like very Muppets movie, because they made jokes about it like, oh, this is the only cameo I got, blah 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 blah. But if they did a little bit more like peeling back the curtain,
yeah, I think it the peek like, behind the curtain,
yeah.
But I mean
Spooky Queen,
I mean, there were just
Muppet
so
Queen.
Many
Madame
like
Pagoda.
In like true Muppet fashion, there's just so many good one line bits, so 100%. Many good little jokes, like the fat rat And he's
oh my god, and then he's like, I prefer, what does he say? I prefer husky.
Husky, yeah.
Oh, that's very funny.
And like whenever Pepe at the beginning, he's like, oh, I'm texting my girlfriends, and then he's like, oh, what are they saying? He's like, all good things. And they're like, who is this? I'm blocking you.
I didn't know this. Did you see this discourse on PTR that a lot of people were like, I want Rizzo to come back? And apparently Rizzo was the guy who was original Kermit post, the guy who just left a couple of years ago and was like ousted from Disney. Kevin Whiteside or something like that was the guy who was Kermit. He was also Rizzo. So that's why they never do Rizzo anymore, is because it was like his character.
Yeah, I saw that. And then thing was, is he had a very short, tiny little cameo because there is a piece of merchandise that was part of the D23, like exclusive gold member merchandise that you could get. And it was a coin and it was like a little, like it was like a chip, like it was almost like, you know, like a poker chip. Mm-hmm. And a rat throws that at like the screen or whatever. And so the coin that's for sale, it was like, it actually says that it's Rizzo's prop from Muppet Haunted Mansion. So they're calling it Rizzo's.
Even though
he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he doesn't talk. Yeah.
But it is a rat throwing this like poker chip or whatever. So that was our Rizzo representation.
But okay, well, that wasn't enough for Rizzo. Sorry.
Not enough for Rizzo. But I mean, it was great.
It was very cute. It was very charming. That's what I will say. It was very charming.
Yes. Yeah. And it just, for anyone that loves, you know, stuff that is kind of theme park adjacent or like true to the attraction.
Or like this was very true to it. A non-spooky, scary Halloween, like something to add to your...
It's so Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. The other thing that I wanted to say about it really quick before we move on is that apart from the graveyard, which they put in the very beginning, the rest of the film, the feature film, feature length is the like in the order of the ride, which I also really enjoyed. Like it matches the ride beat for beat pretty much. So I really appreciated that.
We immediately watched the Eddie Murphy movie right after, too.
Didn't I just say that?
You mentioned it, but we didn't really talk about it.
Yeah, you didn't say you watched it.
Oh, yeah, we watched
it. You just compared it. We watched it, and, like, there was so many moments in the movie I was like, that's a funny line.
Here's what I'm going to say. About the Eddie Murphy version.
It's funny.
It gets a lot of hate. But here's what I'm going to say. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not
good. I like Haunted Mansion.
But it's not bad.
I like it.
There are a lot of people who, whatever. Like, and it's I think because it's the Haunted Mansion ride and everybody has such strong feelings about that ride specifically that they like had these high expectations. Mm-hmm. The plot is bizarre.
But here's the thing. When we were discussing like, okay, like how can you accurately do a Haunted Mansion movie unless you're talking about like the Haunted Mansion? Because like the attraction itself doesn't really have a plot. It's just like open rooms and then there's this and then there's that. And I was like an open house.
Yeah.
So the real estate plot really checks out. And then from then on, I was like, you know what? I'm sold. And also, you know, we are in the real estate industry. My husband is part of the real estate industry. So like, it was just
we have the number one market share in the Chicagoland region.
$1 million listing Chicago.
Literally, we got an email at work today that was like, our office has done $2 billion in sales this year alone. And I was like, cool.
That was like me when I worked at the funeral home. And it's like, we've already, you know, surpassed what we did last year. It's like, yeah, that means that more people died. Yeah. Why are we celebrating this?
You know what? More people are fleeing the city. That's what it means for Chicago.
Yikes.
It's fine. Let's move on.
Yes, we had an amazing DDD minute, so thank you.
A great minute.
It was nice too, knowing that like when we posted the 50th episode last week and people in our cope were like, thank you for telling us where to fast forward from the Disney talk. So we will be doing that from here on out.
From here on. Get to have that balance.
Get to have that balance.
Why don't you do Why don't you do like a
transition,
a transition break?
But that people way still can... need to find like the the time mark.
Yeah, but at least when you're on Anchor, then you can see when it is.
Mm. Okay. Can you give me a clean that was the
That was the Disney Minute. Thank you for tuning in, folks.
Got a little Elmer Fudd right at the end. Great. A little Porky Pig at the end.
Yeah.
That's all, folks. All right. The moment everyone has been waiting for. Our listeners have been tuning in, finding out who will win the Resident Services Design Challenge. Well, folks, we have the results today. We're so excited to discuss. Each of us have visited all of our dream addresses. Adam made a note at the end when we were doing ours, like, we should have just had one person do it, record a video, and send it to everyone.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, we should have just, or like, split it up.
We were on like number five, and I was like, why didn't we just film it and then send it to the group?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could have done it on like a Saturday, just did all of them. Yeah. In like a stream like video.
Between
and
then the four of us.
What we should have had was we should have had them record it.
That's what we do. No,
listen, 30-second clip of them going through and
explaining.
Then a voiceover on top where they do like the drag race. Like, and my look this week is serving absolute farmer's market.
My gosh.
Queen Gaur.
Yes.
Well, you know what we should have at least done? Told them to tell us where their farmer's market is located.
Some did.
I'm going off the notes that RJ is giving me.
RJ didn't put it in the notes.
I did not put them in.
He didn't put it in the notes. I had to find it.
Yeah, I was like, good luck. Girl, good luck.
By the time I got through half of them, I was like, I gotta know where these are. And then I found them. So then I started writing them in the notes.
Because I think on the first one that we did, it was like, oh, it's right there. And then afterwards, I was like,
and the second one, I'm like, is this it?
And then, there was one that I even wrote in the notes. I go, I ran around this whole dang island. And it was right in front of Town Square. Like, right in front. I took a right when I woke up, and I explored the whole island. And then I was like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to give up. And I was like, oh, it's literally right,
it's right there. Maybe awesome. They could have also been like, we designed like a design challenge sign, and they had to put it up. I think I could have done that too. They're like, download this. You can
as well, the hey, marker. This was the first.
It's the first one. The inaugural.
Yeah. No one remembers the first winner of Dancing with the Stars. So
it Drew Lachey, honey.
What?
Was it Drew Lachey? Or was he second? He was second.
I don't know.
I don't remember it's
the first season of Drag Race, they only got $10,000.
First winner. It's Drew Lachey. It's Drew Lachey.
Hold on. Don't search Dancing with the Stars while Dancing with the Stars is happening live. I don't recommend.
American Season 1. Oh, it
the
is
30th
Kelly
season.
Monaco.
Kelly Monaco.
Drew Lachey was season 2.
You were right.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because Stacey Keibler was in it.
Yes.
Drew Lachey.
Which one? Which was Mario season 3?
We're out of the DDD minute. I gave a clean break. Okay. So we are talking about the design challenge. Yes. We've lessons learned for the next ones to follow for sure. But
the thing is that no one did anything wrong.
No.
We are just not
organized.
But we went to every island. We saw everyone's stuff. Everyone wrote notes on each island. Because there were so many good,
there were a
so
lot
many
of good
things.
There
was just
so
like,
many good things.
So I will say, like, I think the verisimilitude, the realism in the farmer's market was really like top notch for the entries. Like what you would find at the farmer's market, I think was really spot on. There were a lot of people that had like a mixture of like botanicals and then flowers and then like food items, livestock. There was like a hen. Like there was like eggs in a nest.
Yeah. Next to the milk that they used the record box.
Yes.
And customized it so it looked like milk jugs.
Milk jugs. And then that was the one that also had the like pantry looking shelving and then the honey shelving as well.
Love the use of honey. I truly would have never thought of honey,
which is so weird because it's at every farmer's market. But
I would think of it just because it's you know, just we always get those wasp nests in New Horizons. So I'm like, oh, this is a perfect decoration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I loved about a lot of them was using things like just, you know, setting down weeds with their botanicals.
Yeah.
So then that becomes a prop.
Yeah. Like
the dropped weeds. You know, the dropped wasp nest.
Yes, yep. Yes. Like so dropping actual resources rather than like setting them.
Yeah, yeah, placing them. Very smart.
Yeah. I was really scared about, not scared, but I was worried that like if we had made a like a requirement to use custom paths, because I just didn't know like how good custom paths are, but there are some really great ones out there, and I should.
I mean, I'm trash. I'm trash, and they know how to use paths, and I don't.
I can't imagine.
I felt embarrassed.
I felt embarrassed. Yeah. There were some that I was like, this is so cute. Whose island was it that had the like, it was like a brown pathway, but it was like outlined in red. I don't remember which
one. I think that was Small Bork.
Was it Small Bork?
Because it had like, the outline was like
follow the path. Yeah, yeah. That one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really liked Small Bork.
Really, and like there was just like
Small Bork.
There was just like paths that were like throughout their whole island, they had roads, you know,
yes,
like actual roads.
Streets. Yes.
I was telling Adam, like, is this what they meant when my islands have dead ends? Because other people's paths just like, oh, yeah, it loops around a house, but if you can keep following the path, it'll still take you to the main road. I was like, oh.
Yes, the point of the paths are to guide you. In a direction that you need to
no
be going
outlet.
To.
RJ's island is now called No Outlet.
Yes.
Yeah. It was Delfino that had the roads, because I'd written
Delfino,
that in my notes.
Yeah, Delfino had like, it was a cityscape.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should we just at least name all 10 islands just to, so that they all get some recognition?
Yes, sure. I think so.
I want to talk about really quick. I really want to talk about someone who got 1,000 points literally because they had Resident Services merch for sale. Moshi Cove, honey.
Moshi Cove was hawking merch like a
true scammer.
Yes.
Like at first, yes. When I walked up, I was like, oh cute, they have the Resident Services like easel up. And then I see the Resident Services vendor March. Booth, and I'm like, yeah. This is incredible. True Resident Services. We would absolutely be at this farmer's market selling 100%. Our stuff.
Absolutely.
They had the Animal Crossing switch there,
in which
the
we
booth.
Would be selling. We would buy
we would
one
be selling.
And yeah. then sign it all and then yeah. sell it.
And then
sell it for double.
Yeah, is that absolutely. What we're doing for a giveaway? You're saying we're all chipping in and buying a switch and signing it? Ew.
But only Miranda will sign it, and she'll sign for all of us.
No, they
Adam
get,
will do all of the princess signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
he would all the villager princess. Yeah,
all the villagers. And yeah. it'll actually just be Miranda's second island.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll transfer the file of Kumandra in that.
I mean, Kumandra is on the Animal Crossing Switch at their home.
It is not. Jace has been taking it with him. Harf has taken it. Like Harf? I went to go just look for it. When was it? I don't know. But he brings it now with him. He plays Mario Kart on the plane and stuff.
Oh,
wow.
I know.
You should make Harv, if you want to just pop in, pick up a weed or two.
Pick a couple weeds up.
Pop on some cockroaches for me.
Cockroaches or something.
Speaking of bugs.
Bugs.
I don't know if you all were at Delfino's Farmer's Market, but Miss Delfino's Farmer's Market, which I would call an urban farmer's market, had a little bug area.
Yeah,
you can
buy
bugs.
Bugs.
You
so
buy
many
bugs.
Bugs.
It was giving
you
us
buy the bugs.
Casey was giving us Renegade Craft Fair because I was like, all the tents are the same style.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
This is like a company like is organizing the farmers market in Delfino.
Yeah,
you know.
And also, I will just like to say, Delfino has Sherb.
Sherb. Oh, okay, let's get into
it's
the fact
not
that
fair that we gave bonus points to villagers.
To villagers, but did I see that? I believe it was Pearlville had kid, and I gave it 6,000 points because of it. Yeah, I may have done that. Yeah.
We saw Megan in Small World.
Small
and was
World.
Like,
did
what?
Did I stop and take a photo with Megan on Small World? Yeah, maybe I did.
Yeah, and you know what? We're only human.
And you know who else is in Small World? Who? Miss Ketchup.
Ketchup. What was covered on RJ's shirt earlier.
Miss Fauna was walking around Crescent, and I saw her in the background and about started crying.
She was on multiple islands.
Yes, a lot of faunas. A lot of Mollies. I saw Molly, the duck.
Mm-hmm. And Mallory the duck.
Mallory the duck. We did give...
We saw a bunch of Raymonds, too.
Yeah, I mean, she's a hot commodity. You got it.
And Marshall. Marshall.
I will give it to Achim Bleh, who had Frida, which I feel like is a direct reference to me, since I apparently am the only one who likes Frida, but not anymore. The resident at Ochenblay had Frida.
Ochenblay.
Ochenblay.
I
will
Frida.
Say, okay, speaking of Ochenblay, Spooky Farmer's Market, which I really appreciated.
Spoops. Yes.
Because, you know, you don't necessarily think about that. I think they were thinking about...
The seasons.
Yeah. The Small World also had like a spooky farmer's market. Mm-hmm.
But those custom Halloween pathways, like not only in the farmer's market, but all over the island. Mm-hmm. I was like, could not be. I think I even wrote down, could not be me. I could not dedicate that energy and I applaud it.
Yeah.
Could not be me. Could be.
Could be Pizza Rizzo.
Could be Pizza Rizzo. Could be Lollywood.
Yeah.
I really liked there was one Crescent. Mm-hmm. Crescent was the one I think where we noticed like honey the first time. But Crescent did it at Golden Hour was when they did their set their dream address. And honestly, it choosing the time of when you do your dream address
is next level.
Really makes a difference.
Uh-huh. Because it's the whole experience. So it's like if it's too late, then it's like you just don't, because when you go to farmers markets, it's earlier. It's during the day. You want to see the light. You want to see how it looks then. And also along the lines of kind of thinking of, the look and feel of it. Mm-hmm. There were a couple islands, and I don't know if it was they meant to do it or not, but the resident representatives are dressed like they would be at a farmer's market. Like someone's wearing an apron, you know?
Yes.
Like, and they were walking right by the market. It was like, it was like too perfect. Like I know that it's random where your villager or your resident representatives walk during dreams, but like there was one and they were just walking right by the farmer's market and they're wearing like their apron and they look so nice. And then there was another one and they were also like just kind of in this like farmer's market chic, like vendor attire. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to pull that together. Because when I went to the islands, I was wearing like overalls. I wore my denim overalls and like my plaid shirt and my little like garden hat. Mm-hmm. You know,
I was wearing the resident services shirt, you know, free publicity.
Publicity.
I know that we're not like judging islands like in general, but we couldn't help
ourselves. These are so good.
You guys are so creative. Otto Holland had like a treehouse concept next to the farmer's market.
And it was like, cool. And it's frozen themed.
Yes.
Yeah, we love the
name. There was a vantage point where you saw the like ice like arch or whatever.
Brilliant.
Walking around. I saw Elsa.
And
I
was like, yes, hey, Elsa. Elsa's walking around.
Elsa's walking around. But I really liked their farmer's market too, because they had like the bamboo partitions and it was very botanical.
Well, there was another one, I think it was Leros, that had, they used like, they put it near the beach. So then there was also like, it was kind of like a fisherman's market too. Because they had like octopus sitting out. And I was like, oh, we love to see it. Also, almost every island had a pumpkin patch nearby. And I was like,
yeah, like me, I just put my pumpkin somewhere. I don't like theme it or anything. But these people have them in a nice little patch. They're using the scarecrow. They've got it all fenced in. Mm-hmm. It looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. And on the Leros as well, they had this Daisy May sign.
Yes.
And then they were Daisy using May's a fresh turnip. Like,
that was funny.
Great use of a fresh turnip.
Of a fresh turnip. Mm-hmm.
Also, I think that was the first time we saw like cutouts used in the farmer's market.
Yes.
So that was the favorite cutout. Little like family fun photo opportunity. I also don't think, did I know there are porta potties in this game?
Yes.
They're in your Nook.
They're Nook Miles.
I guess you didn't know. Yeah, they're Nook Miles redemptions.
Oh. Oh, I saw that. I was like, this is funny.
I don't think I've seen this.
But I was Adam with the like changing booth, and it's like, is that a changing booth?
No, I said, is that a shower?
Is that a shower?
And RJ was like, no, it's a changing booth.
It's right next to clothes.
I wanted someone, I was kind of surprised no one was selling, because there were a bunch of people that were selling clothes.
Yes.
There was one that had like quilt clothes.
Oh, patchwork.
The mom's stuff.
Mom's items. I wrote that down. Where was the
patchwork? I wrote that down too. The mom's items. A
was
great
it Leroy's
use of it.
As well?
I wrote it on here.
Anyway,
oh my gosh. I wrote so much that I can't.
Oh, quilt moment. It was Leroy's. We wrote quilt moment.
I'm sorry. I was shocked that nobody was selling like a strawberry dress, which I think is very like on brand for Little Farmers Market.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate, speaking of strawberries, nearly everybody was selling a cake that had strawberries featured on the cake. Everyone had like a little hat that had been designed to look like a cake, and they were all like strawberry shortcake, basically. It was very cute.
Yeah, I loved the variety of baked goods that were on so many of the islands. Mm-hmm. It just made me hungry though.
Pies. Somebody had pies.
Yes.
Yeah. No small world.
The cheese wheel.
Did you guys see that cheese wheel? I don't think I saw that.
Well, there was a cheese wheel that you could get at one point during the game. I never got it. Oh. But I love cheese, and cheese is at the farmer's market, so I love seeing the cheese wheel.
Midnight Moon.
I only saw one person use the cornucopia.
Yeah, and that was like, Leroy's, I think.
Cornucopia.
I wrote that down too, but Crescent had the cheese.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Mm. Yeah, because Crescent had a kettle corn.
Area. Yes, which I love.
Adam loves a good farmer's market.
And a little lemonade, freshly squeezed.
And I loved seeing when people had, I guess, like booth attendants or vendor people.
Yes. You know, talk about our favorite booth attendants.
Was it Endor that did it?
Small Bork also did it.
They had the raccoons.
Yes.
I put penguins. In my notes, and then I was like, these aren't penguins. These are raccoons.
They're like the
those are rhinos, Miranda.
These are rhinos.
Yes. Small Bork had a fully staffed farmer's market, which is important because you never know the demand.
We saw like a very wide range of stalls, but let's talk about simple panels here for a second.
Simple panels.
And the magic that you can create with a simple panel.
Indoor simple panels. I like the went apples. Up and I was like, am I at a farmer's market wedding? Like the use of the wedding arches, the string lights with the ivy walls. I'm like, excuse me.
One of the simple panels was like apple cider and apple cider donuts. And I was just like, this is so perfect. This is so Salem, like something that I don't see here in Austin, Texas, but I know exists in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Indoor, like, I think, was also the only one that did lampposts. They had a lamppost there.
I noticed, even if
we had gone at night, maybe they still could have been vending.
At dusk.
I will say no one did like a 6 a.m. dream address.
I was hoping
wanted like a fog moment.
A foggy farmer's market moment.
You know when you go to a farmer's market and you go really early and it's like the grass is like
still dewy.
It's so good. Incredible. And there's like a little bit of fog just on the grass.
Incredible.
It's so good.
That's what Midwest dreams are made of. That's why you moved back.
That's why you move here.
Yes. That's why you came crawling back.
And I liked the islands that we're using. I just liked having seating. So like I know Pearlville, they had like, you know, using the garden furniture. Mm-hmm. I love that look for, you know, the thought of getting your little snackies, getting your stuff, and then having a seat.
Yes, Crescent had that because we talked about it. It's like the people just stepped away because it's like there's like a cake on the cafe table.
The little like coffee mug.
Yeah, the coffee cup. It's the thing of like when you go to a Disney minute. But it's the thing of like Imagineering typically does really well, where the environment looks so lived in that it looks like everyone just stepped away for a moment and you're seeing, like, they'll be back at any second. Like, it's all just, like, so lived in. I really like that. Especially Crescent's, I thought, did that really well. And I liked Crescent. They had a little croissant stand, which ties back into their island name.
That is funny.
I'd love to see it.
This is how this is going to go. We're all going to discuss our top pick.
I feel like we should have to do like a town hall where we're trying to get together.
Hey, you know what? We could just make that our town hall.
That's a good idea. Let's wait until our town hall.
Guys, that group gasp was really good. Really good work on that. Felt really organic.
Thank you
for the signs. They were really helpful. I knew exactly when to do it.
Yeah. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
I think we should have to, because how are we going to pick otherwise?
Exactly. Yeah, okay, so true. Here's what we're going to do, listeners. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go into our town hall to declare the winner of the Resident Pod Design Challenge. That sound means it's time for the town hall. For this episode, this is when your resident representatives will fight for their pick as to who should win the resident services design challenge.
Yeah. Vote like your life depends on it.
Yeah. Okay. I can go first.
No, I want to go first.
Okay. Okay, Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. As a little Midwestern gal who now lives in the big city, you know that I had to go with Delfino. She's giving you urban environs all around the island, but she's also giving you the little farmer's market right in the middle. I felt like I was right in Des Moines, America's second largest farmer's market. I said, look at all these vendors, girl. I can buy my bugs. I can buy my gardening tools. I can buy anything I want. There was a craft section. I stand. It's so good. It was so well designed. It wasn't like, I liked that it all the stalls were the same design, but they all like were set up differently, like they weren't all facing one direction, but you also never got blocked from seeing anything. Like, it was all very well spatially designed. The area itself was really good. It was kind of like central in the middle of the island. I think I've probably gone over time. I just have to stand,
and that's 1 minute. Okay, Adam's pick is Delfino. Yeah, I do think Delfino did the urban farmers market very well. Love the flea market area where it was just like, you know, I just did a flea market concept for Tabby when she was in my island. Yeah. So I respect
And not to give you any more ammo, but I liked it that they were using L shapes with the stalls because it just added dimension.
That's
what you meant. Like that L shape really just, it really just brings more depth.
And it happens all the time in farmers market where they'll do a little section where it's like, now you're in a three quarter, like you're surrounded on all sides.
Yeah.
And
As someone who used to do craft fairs, then a lot of L shapes, a lot of U's.
As someone who helped sell your goods at a festival once,
Kingdom Crisis.
Yes, we understand.
I also helped Casey sell goods at a festival once.
Oh,
as we all know from this podcast, Casey's constantly selling her goods.
I'm gonna go because I think
internet
is unreliable, so I want to go first or second.
Okay,
Miranda, this is your town hall, and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers, as someone who lives in the city with the second largest farmers market, I was very invested in all of these challenges, and it was very hard for me to decide my winner, though I think I have to pick. There was one that I really enjoyed. Like I mentioned, there was a lot of honey in a lot of farmers markets, but this honeybee stall was the most clever I've seen. It had the honeybee, whatever it is that Flick makes for you. It was just beautiful. There was the comb, there was the honey pouring over, and that was Crescent. Not only did the honeybee and the honey stall sell me, but obviously Fauna was there. When I wake up from a dream, of course the first thing I want to see is Fauna. I know we're not judging on that, but it really did tip me over the edge. Yeah. I loved the variety of the booths there. There was cheese. I love a good cheese at a farmer's market. Local cheese. There's nothing better than local cheese. And I was there for it. Had to get some kettle corn for my bestie, Adam. And it was just so delightful. I love good flowers too. And there were tons of flowers around Crescent. So it was just delightful. Good job, Crescent.
And that's 1 minute. Crescent. I will say for Crescent, a relatively small space, but so well
executed. Still well utilized. Yeah. I thought they had a lot of vendors for even though they didn't have a ton of room.
Very good variety. Yes, yeah. Sure.
And I like their little art section.
And I do like that it's right next to the town hall because it feels like it's part of the hustle and bustle of the city.
Hustle and bustle. And I feel like they were the only one that maybe did like a pottery booth, like stall.
Yes.
I thought that was something very clever because, I mean, if I'm at a craft show, there's always someone that's got all their pottery that they've done.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So that's Crescent.
RJ.
I can go next.
This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, my pick for the Resident Services Design Challenge is a little off the beaten path, literally. I am picking Pearlville. Pearlville's farmer's market is literally like not next to the town hall. It's far, but you go up a little elevation and then a really quaint cobblestone path, like pebbles, like a spread pebble path. When I walked up there, I was like, this is so cute. And I'm already sold. There was a really good variety of the vendors that are there. There's so much room. I like that it's not fenced in. I know that like, farmer's market, yes, you have to have like certain boundaries because, you know, sale of alcohol and drinks. But I liked that it was like a free second elevation where there were loose fencing everywhere. It was an open area and there's room for people to breathe and shop. And so I think Pearlville is going to be my pick.
Yes, this was a farmer's market of the pandemic. I want room around me as I shop. I don't need to be on top of other people.
It was just so nice. I got to say, Pearlville, they picked a really good custom path because I was so sold on that little like pebbly path that I was like, oh, this is so cute.
And I'll say, you know, we don't like the tea olive bushes, but they looked great.
They look so good.
That's the thing. Yeah. Making things work that you don't think about that would look
nice. Also, everyone thought of a kitchen scale and I forgot that was even an item in this game.
Yeah.
I forgot it existed, and everyone apparently did not. So that's great. This is why I could not have done this challenge.
No.
Listen, not everybody can be...
those who can't judge.
Those who can't teach. And those who can't teach, teach gym, as we all know from School of Rock.
School.
All right, Casey, let's hear your pick.
Okay.
Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Go with me to a land far, far away where Wookiees live, a little place called Endor. And just free your mind and just enjoy this farmer's market. You're just going to be sent there. Oh my gosh, I'm losing all my words, but it's beautiful. The simple panel usage cannot be matched. The string lights, it just takes you there and takes you right in the middle of this beautiful farmer's market. A great use of the wedding arches. I will never get over the apple cider donuts and just the apple cider and using that record box to look like milk and the hat that looks like an egg's nest and the umbrellas as fruit boxes. Anytime anyone uses an umbrella, it's perfect. And the resident rep was dressed just like a vendor. So take me to Endor and leave me there because I want to get married there. I just want to finish off my days there. You can't beat it.
And that's 1 minute. That's 1 minute. Wow. It was the case beautiful. For Endor.
Yeah.
They had a farmer's market. Endor had a farmer's market. They kept going. Like you were like walking down. You're like, oh, those are little cute little apple. Oh, there's more.
That's the thing. I don't genuinely think that they were like, oh, my farmer's market will be sprawling. But I think it's just cleverly put that like it still made sense that Adam made a joke that like the post office was right next to the farmer's market. So you can ship your whatever.
And I was like,
the post office was cute.
post office.
I
was
really
very
enjoyed
cute.
That.
There was someone else that had a post office that was really cute, and it was like on the beach.
Yes, I saw that too.
You could like tip tap on a typewriter, and then like you, there was like a little letterbox stand. And
oh yes, 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 yes. I remember that
you played with the typewriter.
I played with the typewriter. Yeah, I think it was near us because they were by the beach.
Because by the beach.
Okay, everyone's gonna say their vote.
Oh,
we're
also,
vote for ourselves.
Can I give a bonus point to Endor for having a lavender field that like looked?
I literally took a picture and I was like, I am stealing this lavender field because I have.
And they had the umbrella that had like a box of lavender. Oh, it was so good. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
And can we just talk about just really quick? Delfino had that Mario mini golf.
A lot of like Pearlville also used the Mario items. A lot of people use the Mario items. Someone was dressed as Princess Peach walking around, so yeah, good use of IP.
Yeah, okay, so I think here's how this will go. I think what we have to do is that we can't vote for our own island or our own pick. We have to do circle rules kind of and pick our top.
Okay.
And our top is not ours.
The show circle and that.
The circle.
Just pick someone
else.
They have
to rank them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just pick a favorite that's not your own.
Just pick a favorite that's not your own.
From the four.
From the four.
So we like, my favorite was Achim Blake.
So just a reminder.
They had Frida, so.
That's true.
So just a reminder, we have Pearlville, Delfino, Endor, or Crescent.
Okay. Since I went first, I'll vote first.
Okay.
I think this person presented an argument that I think resounded with me. And I'm going to go with Casey's pick of Endor.
I'll go second because I went second.
Good.
Thank you. I'm going to vote for someone who had the 2015 wedding of my dreams, and that would be Casey's pick, Endor.
I will
it's
go
the market lights.
It's the market lights.
It's market lights. I will go third
Farmer's
because
market
I went third.
Farmer's market.
I will vote third. I am going to pick the one that had really clever use of decorating and lighting that we didn't think about, you know, the added dimension and just these extra touches that I really didn't think about until now, remembering. And that will be Casey's pick.
The wedding arches and the
lamppost. Casey, who would have you picked?
The streetlights, yeah.
Since I couldn't pick my own, I was picking Delfino.
I mean,
I think Delfino was great. We walked in and was like, this is the Des Moines.
This is the thing about Delfino as like a whole island is like, when you go back to the islands that have been made by like companies, like when we went to the Uniflop Island, and to know that this person has just done this for free and Uniflop did that and probably somebody got paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say to whoever made Delphine, I truly do not remember who it is. We'll keep it anonymous. You absolutely need to get paid for what you have made because it's an incredible island. It's very cool.
But
yeah. Good job, everybody.
Great
Thank
job,
so
everyone.
Much.
Thank you so much it's for joining so us for the Resident Services Design Challenge. We cannot wait to do this again in the
Congratulations,
future.
Endor.
And congratulations, Endor. It's the what you know, it's always wedding season at Resident Services. And you know we love.
We love it.
We love an arch. We love.
One of our first venues we looked at was the Winter Park Farmers Market at the train station.
Oh, that's a nice place.
It's very cute.
Well, I'm very excited. We've taken our learnings from this one and we'll let you know when the next design challenge is. But to the winner, Endor, we will be sending you a Resident Services gift bag. We're very excited. We'll send you a bag.
We're gonna get a t-shirt at
I'm
least
telling Casey to look around her house and see what she can put in a mystery bag and we will send it to you. Casey
loves a good mystery bag.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She made a lot of money out of less than perfect mystery bags.
I just sold a bunch of less than perfect buttons yesterday.
Yes, you did. Sack. I saw that.
Adam.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. We got to end this. We'll save our pocket camp minute for the next one. Cause we have a lot of New Horizons material, and that'll give us time to get some new material as well at pocket camp. Cause Miss Jack was like, bye girl.
Miss Jack left,
and it's October 11th.
Yeah, and also, I was like, why aren't I getting any like recipes in New Horizons? I'm like, oh wait, I already have them. I could be building all of these Halloween things again. I need to decorate for.
I just got a new recipe today.
Yeah, I've gotten new recipes the past 2 days, and I was like, wow, I guess I never got them the first time around.
There's a couple new items for Halloween for this year, like the trick lamp.
That's the one I got today. That's the DIY I got today.
And I want to say that the spooky tree is new, maybe?
That's what I thought. The spooky tree,
I believe, last year was you could only purchase at at Nook's Cranny, and now you can build it.
Got it.
All right.
We got some stuff. Buy your candy. Jack's coming.
Oh, I do need to buy candy.
Thank you so much, Casey, Miranda, Adam, for joining me today. If you're listening, folks, if you love the show, please leave us a 5-star rating or review. Don't forget. And if you do, make sure you send us a screenshot and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. Thanks again, girls.
Thank you.
This has been Resident Services signing off.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at ResidencePod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on facebook.com/group/Resident Services Co-op. And we're also on Discord. You can find the link on the Ampleverse Discord on our show notes. If you'd like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampleverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. We are a proud podcast on the Ampleverse, so find our other shows and essays on theampleverse.com and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at The Ampleverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.